This is a download from the Clinical Audit Support Centre Limited. To find out more, visit www.clinicalauditsupport.com.
Hello, my name is Tracy Ruthven, and I'm here today in the Cask Pod with my colleague Stephen Ashmore. Unfortunately, we're a little behind at the moment, and this broadcast covers all that happened in the world of clinical audit from October to December 2007. It seems a while since October now, but Stephen, cast your mind back and tell our listeners what was happening.
Well, Tracy, if I'm honest, I can't really recall a great deal of news from October, other than the continued developments at a national level relating to the procurement process for the National Clinical Audit and Patient Outcomes Programme and the start of the recruitment drive by the Appointments Commission for the new National Clinical Audit Advisory Group. Certainly, I remember encouraging clinical audit professionals in the autumn via various websites and forums to apply for the NCAAG, not least as I believe that it's important that the new group includes audit professionals working at grassroots level and represents our profession. Interestingly, I understand from the Appointments Commission that over 160 applications were received, and this is very encouraging. I guess only time will tell if the new group is as dynamic and innovative as it needs to be, and quite a few audit colleagues I've spoken to have suggested that it will be a case of the same old faces involved. But for now, I will reserve judgment before seeing the confirmed list of committee members, which I believe will take shape around February 2008. That completes my news from October. Let me hand it back to Tracy for her views on November.
Well, Stephen, aside from continued national work, November was memorable for our first national audit conference, Clinical Audit 2020, which took place at the National Space Centre in Leicester on the 15th of November. We'd been eager to run a national event since establishing the centre in September 2006. And the conference proved a great success with a mix of local and national presenters. I think that we did a good job of getting some big hitters onto the programme, and over the course of the day, delegates enjoyed presentations from the Department of Health, CGST, the NPSA, the Royal Pharmaceutical Society of Great Britain, and also the National Audit and Governance Group. There are also perspectives on the current state of clinical audit from a GP and a former clinical audit professional who retired in 2007. The undoubted star of the day was Andy Cope, who's a professional trainer and also author of children's books, and he delivered an inspiring presentation on the art of being brilliant. 94% of delegates gave Andy top rating via their evaluation, and few will forget his animated performance that included information on mood hoovers, Baywatch, and Nightmare Michelle. We tried to make the day highly interactive, and delegates had the chance to participate in live votes, and that was using keypads, and also a traditional paper-based questionnaire. We also tried to make the day relatively affordable by charging £150 for places. Overall, the event evaluated well, with over 90% of attendees endorsing the event. Delegates all love receiving copies of presentations on memory sticks. We didn't get it totally right, and there are a few small technical problems, as well as a slight bias towards primary care. But in typical audit fashion, we'll make changes to ensure that the next 2020 event builds on the success of the first. Okay, now I'm going to hand over to Stephen for festive news in December.
Well, we all think of Christmas and receiving gifts when December arrives, and this year was no different in the NHS, as the Department of Health turned Santa Claus by funding a number of local and national audit projects. I'm sure many of you were involved in submitting bids for funding to the Department of Health, and it was nice to see some central support for taking clinical audit forward. December was also memorable for its non-news, with the announcement of the winner for the NCAPOP bidding process and name of the new NCAAG chair delayed until 2008. We also found out in December that Martin Ferris had been selected as the new chair of NAG, replacing Darren Thorne, and this was agreed at their November meeting. That completes the news from October, November and December, and we now move on to a regular feature, Website of the Quarter. Following on from my own presentation at Clinical Audit 2020, which focused on the apparent lack of a clinical audit community in 2007, both Tracy and myself would like to draw your attention to the following websites that both have forums where audit staff can ask questions and share information. Both www.season.co.uk and www.nag.co.uk utilise interactive forums, and it is a pity that these have both been underutilised over the last 12 months. For both sites, the number of posts has dropped dramatically, and less than 1% of those who view postings take time to reply. Given that these fora exist, and especially given that the NAG site is a ready-made route for healthcare professionals to ask questions to a central group of audit experts, it is disappointing to see so few people linking in with these websites, so please try and take a look and get involved if you can. I'm now going to hand over to Tracy, who's going to give you a quick roundup of other news.
Okay, to quickly round off this newscast, a few updates that will be of interest to those of you involved in clinical audit. First, Helen Lovell, who is Quality Strategy Policy Leader at the Department of Health, has set up a mailing list whereby you can be kept up to date with national developments. If you want to join this, please email helenlovell@dh.gsi.gov.uk. Secondly, the International Society for Quality in Healthcare, they have a conference annually, and the next one is taking place in Copenhagen in October 2008. And also, for those of you who are able to attend events outside the UK, the International Forum in Quality and Safety takes place in Paris from the 22nd to the 25th of April, and that looks to be a very good event. Okay, that brings the newscast to a close. Thanks very much for listening. The next newscast is likely to be crammed full of information relating to the new national arrangements. So until then, goodbye and happy auditing.
This broadcast was recorded on the 7th of February 2008 and is copyright of the Clinical Audit Support Centre. Reproduction of this download is prohibited. Rebroadcast of this work is forbidden without the expressed written consent of the CASC team.